Heroic Stories, restoring faith in humanity, one story at a time.
Lost Luggage by Marjorie Searle, New York, USA. A few years ago, my college-aged daughter traveled to Europe to study German. It's always a bit nerve-wracking to put your child on a plane heading to a new destination, but Megan is a pretty resourceful individual, and we anticipated that she would manage her connections successfully. In her first phone call to us, after she landed, she told us that her luggage hadn't arrived, so she was stuck in Munich. But not to worry. A very nice lady named Carol had invited Megan to stay in her apartment until her luggage was found and she could continue on her trip. She gave us the telephone number and rang off. As the days went by, we didn't hear more from Megan, and our anxiety mounted until I could no longer stand it. I called the phone number she had given to us. An American-sounding woman answered, and when I asked for Megan, she replied that Megan had left. Before I could panic, she explained the story to me in a very reassuring manner. They had both arrived by plane in Munich in the middle of the night, in the same situation. Neither had their luggage arrive. Carol correctly recognized that Megan was a young college student, traveling alone, and was now in a strange city where she knew no one. Carol was a law professor from California, on sabbatical, teaching in Germany with an apartment in Munich. She was also a mother of grown children who had, in their travels, needed to rely on the kindness of strangers. She recognized an opportunity to provide similar assistance to a tired and frazzled young woman and offered to take Megan home with her and host her until Megan's luggage turned up. Megan had certainly heard of our many years of warnings about going off with strangers. Nevertheless, she could sense the genuine safety and refuge offered to her by this kind woman. She accepted the offer and spent several days with Carol. Indeed, Megan spent further weekends at Carol's apartment during the course of her studies in Germany. We discovered that Carol's specialty was law relating to international kidnappings. She had German heritage, too, and was teaching in Germany to reconnect with her German roots. Her Jewish grandfather had been spirited out of Germany by good people with good hearts so he would not be transported to a concentration camp. I'm indebted to Carol for rescuing our daughter and keeping her safe during her first few days in Germany. I will always feel grateful to her for continuing to provide Megan with friendship and a mom during that summer. I try to be open to ways to assist travelers and to help people who are new to our community to feel less alone.
Visit heroicstories.org to read and leave a comment on today's story. Do you have a story to tell? Visit heroicstories.org/submit to review our story submission guidelines. Visit heroicstories.org/podcast for podcast and email subscription information, links to the Heroic Stories Facebook page, and information on sharing today's story. That's heroicstories.org/podcast.